This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back in the saddle, Austin, Texas. And I won't be leaving until about a week and a half from now. I'll only miss one show then. I'm going to Canada to speak with George Norrie up there in Toronto. Two Saturdays from now, but I'm going to be hanging around the command base pretty much exclusively here and hosting 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., all times central. There's a lot of big news happening in this world, a lot of incredible things happening. We're going to cover it all after this quick break. But at the center of it, not just here in the United States, but in other countries, I witnessed this in Europe. All you hear about is Donald Trump. Is this planet Donald Trump? I think he's a paradox. I haven't made my mind about Donald Trump. But here's John Bowne's take on it right now.
America, remember when a young upstart Illinois Senator Barack Obama promised everything under the sun? Obama promised to cut the deficit in half. Well, it was $10 trillion then. It's over $18 trillion now. Obama promised shovel-ready American jobs. But as Obama's golf games increased and he spent millions of taxpayer dollars on his vacations, he ignored his jobs council, eventually disbanding it. And now we have an economy with more than one-third of the country on welfare. Not to mention an emboldened surveillance state, militarized constitution-despising police, a middle-class-destroying health care program, wide-open borders, huge foreign policy failures in the Middle East, Europe, and South America, an impending corporate world government courtesy of the TPP, and a nation increasingly divided on race. Basically, everything Obama promised was a big, fat lie. His biggest achievement appears to be the ability to lead the American people along like lemmings.
Nature, in her infinite wisdom, has spared a few. Back on the Arctic plain, there remains the small handful that did not make this fatal journey.
So who's the globalist straw man this time around? Could it be Donald Trump? The Washington Post reported that former President Bill Clinton had a private telephone conversation in late spring with Donald Trump at the same time that the billionaire investor and reality television star was nearing a decision to run for the White House, according to associates of both men. Four Trump allies and one Clinton associate familiar with the exchange said that Clinton encouraged Trump's efforts to play a larger role in the Republican Party and offered his own views of the political landscape. Donald Trump is a longtime friend of the Clintons. So what would the strategy look like in order for Trump to buttress Hillary's presidential campaign as she struggles with the shackles of her latest debacle of an FBI email investigation, where at least four of the emails on her private server were found to be classified? First, delay the Democratic presidential debate. Done. We won't see a Democratic presidential debate for over 2 months. And the handful of Democratic candidates are already complaining that the schedule of six primary debates are designed to allow Hillary to shine. Second, send in the Donald to stir up the Republican campaign. Test the waters by using promises and observations about America that Hillary can utilize later in her campaign.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration, Chris. You wouldn't even be talking about it. This was not a subject that was on anybody's mind until I brought it up at my announcement, and I said, Mexico is sending.
And once Trump has dominated and weakened the Republican field with his faux populism, Trump can jump right off the Republican bandwagon and run as a third-party candidate, further watering down Republican votes, which is something Trump has already hinted at. Here we are again, debate season, when the candidates actually talk about the criminal conspiracy that has devoured our government and transformed it into a corporation masquerading as a democracy. policy, not to be mentioned again once they are in office, as this brief season of populism and reflection of American values morphs into a reign of tyranny. John Bound for Infowars.com.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Listen to these drums. Man, it's good to be alive. Yeah! Feeling good, feeling right! It's Monday, baby! Now turn on the juice. We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back in the saddle. Fabulous job by the crew. Of course, our supporters, the great Liberty Lovers Worldwide, David Knight. While I've been out of the country for 2 weeks, but I have returned. We, of course, were reporting live from the road. Great job, Rob Dew, who accompanied me for the full 2 weeks. Buckley Hammond flew in because there was so much news to cover for the last week and took his wife along with him. So it was a great trip, got a lot done, and we shot basically enough material for 3 micro-documentaries that I think are going to have a big effect. Talked to a Vatican insider who predicted 3 years ago on TV, radio, and in print that they would put basically Pope Francis in as a Jesuit, which is unprecedented. We got the rest of the inside scoop.
We've got just a lot of amazing interviews, all HD, that'll be highly produced and powerful, that we're going to be airing over the next month on the nightly news and on this radio / TV transmission. But we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. I will get into Donald Trump, all things Donald. This is Planet Donald. And I don't normally go with whatever the big distraction du jour is. I didn't cover the Malaysian airline situation. Now, of course, they think they found it. I had a few guests on. I mentioned it when new developments came out. But compared to other media, mainstream media, alternative media, we covered it probably 1/100th of what they did, because that was a pure distraction. What does it matter at the end of the day? It's a sad tragedy, but compared to what's happening in the rest of the world, it is a diversion. That's why the media was running with it ad nauseum. But with something like Donald Trump, it's different, because it's about the 2016 election, the future of this country and the rest of the world. And whether he's a shill, whether he is for real, regardless of who Donald Trump really is, the study example of how the media is handling this, how they're spinning it, how people are responding tells you a lot. And I'll say this. If Donald Trump flip-flops, or if he obviously falls on his sword, or drops the ball on purpose, or lowers his fist during the 12th round, he will be anathema and hated in this country, and there will be no resuscitation for him with the body politic. That said, though, if he's a shill, he may not have a choice in his being blackmailed. Because I'll tell you, when you own casinos and you're involved financing both political parties, and you're tied in with the folks that the Donald's tied into, they can indict a ham sandwich in this country. You've seen them go after Mark Cuban and others for simply, you know, criticizing tyranny and indicting him for stock market stuff that was clearly not illegal. You see him indicting the Texas Attorney General for a crooked toenail, basically, while Hillary, again, gets money from third world dictators at her foundation when she's the head of the State Department to then sell them arms. Unprecedented stuff they get away with. So there's a lot going on here. And we're going to be covering Donald Trump quite a bit today. We don't have any guests because I want to be able to cover news, get to a lot of special reports and clips and analysis, and, of course, take your phone calls. But I do want to open the phones up in the first hour, into the second hour, on really what do you think about Donald Trump? I mean, with Pope Francis, we know he's a leftist, socialist, who wants carbon taxes and global government, and is coming to Congress to lecture. The Vatican says, here's AP, the Pope and Congress, Francis is certain to challenge lawmakers. So we're going to have an international religious leader here meddling domestically in our politics, telling us what to do. It is unprecedented. You've got the IRS harassing hundreds of thousands of Christians, thousands of churches, libertarian conservative groups, pro-gun groups, auditing them, taking away their 501c3, saying don't be politically involved, when the First Amendment expressly says government has no jurisdiction over religion. And then the Pope's going to come here and lecture us on carbon taxes and the rest of it. It is simply outrageous. I'll tell you one thing. After being gone 2 weeks and not being under bright lights, it is torturous. You know, we may have to get a lighting expert in here where we can turn up the irises and turn down the lights, because I realize that it just kills my thinking process to be in here underneath these lights this bright. I mean, I'll have to get used to it, but no wonder I get in such a bad mood every day by the third hour, because it's like being interrogated. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. It is teleprompter free / radio / TV. So we will be going over Donald Trump, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What is he planning with the election? John Bowne's report that we aired at the start of the transmission. It's up on Infowars.com. Is Donald Trump a wolf in sheep's clothing? Shows the Washington Post and others admitting a year ago that Donald Trump was in conversations and consultations with his, quote, good friends, the Clintons, about should he run as a Republican, something Bill Clinton encouraged him to do. Zero Hedge has asked the same question. Is Trump the Democrat wolf in GOP clothing? Well, I know the Clintons love him. But see, they know that we're so desperate to hear somebody tell the truth about political correctness or anchor babies or open borders or NAFTA or GATT or scores of other issues that we want straight talk. We're starving for it. We're like a man or woman in the Sahara dying of thirst. And so we hear the truth, and we want to support it. We want to defend it. I do as well. But the only way to defeat a moral, strong, popular opposition to oppression, to despotism, to social engineering, to tyranny, is to lead the opposition. But one thing's for sure, we're going to find out about Donald Trump. And as I said earlier, if Donald Trump betrays the American people and drops out of the race when he's in the lead, like Ross Perot did or something else, this country's a lot different than it was in 1992, 1993. And he's going to face serious repercussions. The only question is, are those repercussions going to be greater than the possible blackmail that he's under, that if he doesn't play ball, they're going to indict him? And believe me, Donald Trump is certainly in a position where they can dig something up on him. Because as I've said, I'm not even saying he's corrupt. The way the laws are written in this country, they can indict anybody they want, whenever they want. So that's all coming up. But while we're busy focused on Donald Trump, here's just a smattering of the headlines here. Lois Lerner emails released. She exclaimed in emails, Lincoln should have let the South go, and talks about how Texas is her enemy. And I told you, there's this weird fantasy land that they're Lincoln and they're going to destroy the South and Texas is the main enemy and we all ride horses to work and hate big government and are bitter clingers. And the average Texan, I've been all over the country many times, is just as sophisticated as anybody in San Francisco or New York City. In fact, in my experience, are more sophisticated when you get into management level stuff. That's why so many multinational corporations are based here. But there's just some weird fiction stereotype that we've all got outhouses. And again, I mean, when I'm in Europe, people ask me, do you ride a horse to work? No, we just have out of the top 10 cities, what is it, 6 of the top 10? I mean, NASA's based here. I don't know what you're talking about. But it's all this bizarre obsession with destroying Texas, defeating Texas, bringing down Texas, because they hate anybody they think is macho and tough. They want to break your will. They want to make you submit and go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm racist. I'm sorry for saying all lives matter. I'm bad. And so there's this archetypal image in the globalists who want to conquer America that if they can just bring down Texas, why they've got the whole thing won. When I've gotten around leftists in other countries, in other cities, they hear Texas, and they recoil like they have encountered the devil or something. It's just distorted, ignorant weirdos. And you got to remember, their supporters want to put gun owners in forced labor camps and want to ban the First Amendment and every other bizarre thing you can imagine because they're a cult of dumb control freaks. And so they've got these straw men enemies. I mean, they go watch movies like Machete, where Don Johnson's a sheriff and is shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the belly. There's not one documented case of anything like that. There's a fiction that everybody's down there shooting illegals. No, it's the coyotes and the Mexican police that are burying those mass graves. There's a documentary out on it that just won Sundance. That goes over all of it, shot in Mexico. It's just the war on reality. Okay, I just read one headline. Here's some of the others. Republican-led Senate refuses to defund Planned Parenthood. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency head. It was a willful decision by America to support an insurgency that had Salafist Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in it. Oregon State Police collecting data on gun sellers. Tensions flare in Ferguson on police shooting anniversary. Brown's friend gets shot up reportedly shooting at police. All this and more coming up.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Coming up, mysterious fungus killing snakes in at least 9 states. And that ties into EPA crew accidentally turns Major River Orange releasing now 3 million gallons. It was 1 million gallons of incredibly toxic arsenic cyanide-laced mining debris. You know, most of the time these so-called cleanups cause bigger problems than they solve. I'm going to tie that into the situation that we've been seeing more and more research on, that fungus is causing a lot of forms of cancer. We know it's killing a lot of the bats, so I'll cover that some in the second hour. We're going to get into tensions flaring in Ferguson on police shooting anniversary. I'm tempted to send our reporters back up there, but one of Mr. Brown's friends, who was one of the witnesses testifying to what everybody else said wasn't true, got shot reportedly after shooting at police. And things are degenerating fast. And everyone but Hillary is having Black Lives Matter come and shut down their campaign events. So the Soros group is doing a good job turning Americans against each other and then making legitimate protest against police brutality look stupid. So I'll be getting into that as well. But I want to take your calls on the Trump situation starting in the next segment. I've got some clips from the debates. I also have Senator Paul saying he's a fake conservative. Which, if you judge Donald Trump by most of his past activities, that's true. He's been pro-abortion. He's been pro-immigration. But he says of workers, which I agree with, if they're skilled workers, we need them. And he's been a huge Democrat supporter, more than a Republican supporter. That said, he has been a critic of vaccines for more than a decade and linked it to autism and said he doesn't take vaccines, something I like about Trump. And I think Trump has to be given the benefit of the doubt. If Senator Paul, who I'm a big supporter of, was as aggressive and hardcore as Trump and wasn't listening to his advisors from the Republican Party that have successfully gelded, castrated the Republican Party, he would be way out front. Now, there's no doubt, we showed the article earlier, that Trump has had multiple phone conversations with the Clintons about whether he should run for office or not, and the Clintons, Bill Clinton specifically said, please do it, as a Republican. We're talking about running the most important country in the world that is the linchpin of the global empire. Would they engage in this type of operation to take control of the Republican field and scuttle it? Absolutely. But Trump could really want to be president and want the power for himself. There's such a thing as divide and conquer, but there's also a thing called separation of powers, where because the elite themselves are divided and fighting over power, a lot of times historically they end up not being able to finish their plans. That's why we have a divide and conquer over government. The founders used that against government itself. We want gridlock so we don't get a man on a white horse. In fact, they just found one of the headlines from the Washington Post about the Clintons and Trump basically wargaming things. So I'm going to give Trump... the benefit of the doubt. Because what he's saying against political correctness, against open borders, is common sense. It's not racist. And if they can demonize that idea, then they can demonize the truth. And he talks about having enthusiasm, cutting taxes by 40%. Things like that would create one of the biggest booms this country's ever seen. And I hope people like Donald Trump are real. But I want to get your take on the situation. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But I just want to say this right now. And I've said it twice, I'll say it again today, the third time. If Donald Trump engages in any hanky-panky or any double-dealing, I don't care how slick he is and how many fancy East Coast degrees he's got, and how many casinos he owns. At this key juncture, he does this. He's going to be dirt in this country. He's going to immolate himself politically. Burn himself to the ground.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. This morning, I was in another county working on a very important story that I'm not at liberty to report on yet, and was approached by a gentleman who's actually well-known in intelligence agencies and who also had working under him a famous intelligence operative. I just wanted to give me his card and get in contact with me while I was working on a separate story. My life is like a James Bond movie. I'm not bragging. I was just remembering I had this card and that strange happening took place in a parking lot. And then separately, we were contacted by one of the most famous astronauts ever. And it's not Buzz Aldrin who's been on the show. It's not some of the other people. It's a very famous astronaut from the old space program and the newer space program. I'll leave it at that. And let's just say this. I've entered the Twilight Zone. There I was flying back from Rome yesterday on a Dreamliner. And the windows have chemicals in them where you can lighten them or darken them. And they have this beautiful blue when they're dark. And then you can hit the button and lighten it. And I was up at 33,000 feet looking at the curvature of the Earth, up in the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, and just thinking about how fantastical reality is. By the way, that astronaut's coming on tomorrow. Did I mention that? They want to come on. And I was just thinking, as I've said many times, I want to say it again, we will break free from the globalist tyranny the minute we get outside their control box and just realize that we're in a world of wonder. That we are residents of Wonder World. And I was down in San Marcos this morning. And after I pulled out of this parking lot from doing an investigation, I was driving down the road and I looked up on the name of the street. I'm not kidding. And it was Wonder World Street. And I'd just been thinking last night on the plane that I was going to shoot a special report called Wonder World. And then I'm down there on another story, and a guy from Iran-Contra pops out the parking lot. And then I get here, and they're like, yeah, this astronaut contacted us. He wants to come on and talk about something big, but doesn't want to talk about it till he's on the show. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder by the moment. But I guess when you open up to the universe and open up like the mind of a child, the universe opens up to you. And the globalists, the social engineers, the controllers of the public mind, they know this, and everything they do is to shutter the mind so that you don't realize how truly amazing things are. I want to go to Mike, John, Rick, Ben, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump and the 2016 election. And what do you do when somebody is saying things that are true, saying things nobody else will say? You got to defend him because you got to defend those ideas. But then he's hanging out with the Clintons. He's giving them money. We've seen this before. And you know you got good candidates like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. But I got to say, at a gut level, Rand Paul, I trust 99%. Ted Cruz, 95%. Donald Trump, about 49%. But in my gut, I feel like I've just got to give him the benefit of the doubt because I believe if he gets enough support, he will force the other Republicans to become more populist and more nationalist. I mean, that is the good news, that he is bringing up the topics they don't want discussed. He's bringing up the vaccines, the open borders, the devalued dollar. He says he doesn't want war with Putin. And maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump really wants to be somebody. Not just some casino owner and some real estate owner. Because at the end of the day, folks, if you got a bunch of money and a bunch of power, so I've talked to a lot of people, Forbes is way down the list. Trump is way down the list on the Forbes list. I've talked to folks with more money than Donald Trump, and they say it's completely empty. You'd think it's completely fulfilling. That's why they all try to get into politics or influence things, whether it's for good or bad. And maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump's figured that out now and not when he's 85 years old and getting ready to die, like a lot of them do. Because I'll tell you right now, at 41 years, about to be 42, at 41 years old, I'm the same as I was when I was 18. I've always cared about what's honorable. And it's not because I'm some great, good, wonderful, perfect person on a proverbial platform, high horse. I instinctively know people come and go. I've got a connection to everybody before me and everybody coming up in the future. I want humanity to be successful. I want us to survive. I want us to thrive. I'm a fan of humanity. I believe in innovation. And I don't want to devalue human life, because if we devalue human life, we'll devalue everything else as well. So what do you think about Donald Trump? And then, of course, I'm just going to say this every day, because now is the season that folks actually care. I've made films about it. I've written books about it. I've covered it for 20 years. This is something I was informed of when I first got on air. A lot of times you'll hear me say I've covered it for 15, or I've covered it for 18, or I've covered it for 10. I've learned a lot in the process of every day focusing on what's happening in the world and talking to all these experts and all these guests. And reading your letters and books and the information you send in and your phone calls. I've been focused on this. But on the subject of them harvesting babies and implanting their brains in mice and pigs and cows and splicing them with spiders and jellyfish and you name it, I've known about that since day one, because it's in scientific publications that they were cloning human embryos 50 years ago, probably earlier. They've been splicing humans with everything under the sun so they don't have rights. Then they grow these humanoids up in these laboratories, inside, not artificial wombs, but inside cows and inside pigs. And now they've reportedly got artificial wombs where they're growing them in, and there's stocks trading on this stuff. And I sit here talking to the public like they're a bunch of kids, and I'm telling them the Atlantic Ocean exists. You're like, really? Show me the Atlantic Ocean. And just because you deny the Atlantic Ocean exists doesn't mean it's not there. And it's key. And I keep saying this every day. I'll say it again and then go to your calls. If the public understands that they're selling baby parts and keeping babies alive to harvest their organs and implanting their brains in mice, yes, they're giving mice human brains. That was out 20 years ago. They're putting human brains in roaches, too. They use rats. They use mice. They use roaches. They're hooking brains up to computer chips. I mean, it's, you name it, they're doing it. And that's what we know about. How do you get the public to understand that's only the tip of the iceberg? It's admitted the geoengineering. I turned my phone off. I was sleeping part of the way on the way back. I woke up. We're flying in over Canada, over the pole from Europe, and I see a jet flying about, you rarely see this at 33,000, 35,000 feet, maybe flying 2,000 yards away. I mean, it's close, big, flying the other direction. And it had ice crystals forming behind it. And by the time I fumbled and turned my phone on, because we were flying on the same path, just the other direction, they were gone. I was watching the ice crystals disappear in front of me as we flew by the jet. A, they were forming at high altitudes like they're supposed to. B, it was dissipating within 30 seconds. That's the condensation trail we all grew up with. And see, there's an example. When you're awake, everything is incredible, because you see the propaganda, you see the manipulation, you see the mysteries, you wonder what else is going on, and what am I getting at? It's Manhattan Projects in top of Manhattan Projects. It's a Manhattan Project with the human cloning that kept quasi-secret. It's a Manhattan Project squared with the chemtrailing, the geoengineering, which is admittedly going on, but again, all the specifics are classified. And it's like, what are they doing? Underground bases, clones, spraying stuff in the atmosphere, aborting half the black people? And I can't get white people, black people, nobody. I'm like, they're killing half of you. I'm sorry, some cop shot one of you, and you're making it a big deal. George Soros is telling you to focus on this because it's divide and conquer. The mainstream media is pushing it. Can't we come together and say, what are you spraying? What are you doing to the crops? What are you feeding us? There's over 1,000 crops in the U.S. of corn that are pharmacological crops. Over 1,000 approved. I'll give you one example. They got them that grow hepatitis. They got them that grow HIV. I'll never forget, I was on a coast-to-coast AM show with one of their weekend hosts. I don't get the name wrong. Ian Punnett? I think that was his name. Pretty nice guy. It's like 10 years ago. And he goes, give me an example of pharmacological crop. So I pulled up in front of me, AP, a couple years old in, Protegen, live HIV corn planted in Texas that grows HIV for an experimental HIV vaccine. And he said, there's no way they have corn that grows HIV. And then he looked it up and he goes, oh, my God, it's true. And see, I said I'd go to your calls and I will. But that's an example of just we're not in Kansas anymore. It's worse than we know. It's always, 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 always. People accuse me of exaggerating. Man, I wish that was true. It's almost always worse than I thought. And all I know is I get contacted by a lot of high-level government people over the years, generals, astronauts, colonels, famous people. You hear some of them on the air, CIA whistleblowers, foreign government leaders, the head of the German intelligence agency, Andres von Bülow, the number three in the Japanese government's been on. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, why is this show so special? This is not rocket science. This is all admitted. And it's just the fact that I and our audience and our guests care and other people don't. They really think the movies and sex and beer is everything, or football games. And look, I'm not saying movie, sex, and beer are something bad. It's just that at the end of the day, there's bigger things on this planet. Our species just started flying with airplanes 100 years ago, with hot air balloons 500 years ago. The helicopter was invented 80-something years ago. We've now got space bases. We've now got the DNA cracked of humans, and we're not being given access to it. We're told, sit down and shut up while they're cloning humans crossed with animals. And they got the nerve to come out and say, first, Planned Parenthood does not sell body parts. Okay, we do, but we don't make money. Okay, those are edited videos. So they release 5-hour, 10-hour, 3-hour videos. They're all out there. 5-hour one was put out today. It's on InfoWars with what they're doing. And so as interesting as Donald Trump is, it's all a facade. And by facade, Donald Trump's playing along with it. Most of these people are compartmentalized. It's the scientific technological elite that Eisenhower talked about that's in control of the military-industrial complex that's running this whole operation. And as far as I'm concerned, they're space aliens. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying they are literal green men from Mars or from Pluto or from the moon or from Arctic bases or whatever. The globalists are a guild of psychopath, super genius control freaks who say in their own literature they believe they're another species and envision discovering DNA 160-something years ago. And guess what? They've done it. So I give it to them. They have built a breakaway civilization. What we know is so fantastic, I can't even imagine what they're really up to. And they're already creating aliens on this planet. That's 100% fact. When you cross a human with a pig, or a human with a spider, or a goat with a spider, or a human with a cow, You have created something alien that did not exist and was not of this world. You're now playing God. And when you start harvesting organs and doing all that, you've now dehumanized yourself. I'm going to go to break, come right back with your calls. We'll do Donald Trump right to the next hour, and I'll get to all this other news, the mystery fungus is killing things, and the rest of it. That's what I'm really worried about, is what you see in the movie Interstellar, which is what the globalists actually talk about, is the type of bioweapon you'd release would be like a super fungus that eats all the nitrogen out of the atmosphere, or stuff like that. And it's only a matter of time. I mean, they're setting up a world-ending event, as best I can tell. I'm going to skip this network break to gain more time. I'm going to stop after that. Super Male Vitality is back. You help fund our operation with these high-quality plant extract concentrates. And the reason Super Male and Super Female Vitality get such rave reviews is because you take concentrated, organic, wet herbs, not dry, sitting in a warehouse for 5 years, and then you concentrate them. That's why it's like syrup. And you get a major kick in the pants. And I mean a kick in the pants. Energy, stamina, vitality, libido. Regardless, you're helping fund the operation. Try it. We have a 99% review rate by major third-party sites. Let me give you some of the reviews. Comments about Super Male Vitality. I take 2 full droplets when I first get to work. I don't take any more for the rest of the day. I've stopped experiencing the mid-afternoon crash after my first week of regular use. I've also been more focused and alert. Being one who knows the truth about the company situation, it's been hard to stay focused and not get worn down. But this product has restored my lost energy and helped me be more upbeat. And that's by Burleson, Texas, 2A Forever. And again, this doesn't copy testosterone or other hormones. From the research, according to Group and others, it gets the glands pumping the way they're supposed to. All these chemicals in the food and water are on record, White House science are, to suppress our normal activity. Here's another one by Beator Sheenhund in Kentucky. Supernova Vitality is in conjunction with X2 Nation Iodine, keeps me extremely focused, energetic, and alert, often allowing me to run things, run rings around coworkers, decades my junior in a strenuous job. Strenuous. Yes, I would recommend this to a friend. 5.0 review on that one. And there's more. Andy and Zen Christopharin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, mixed with some ultra-filtered water, and it goes down tasteless. I like to chase it with my Super Male Vitality, talking about X2, for the sweet aftertaste. It has noticeable effects within a week. Clarity and awareness increase without any unnecessary energy buzz. 5.0. I'm going to stop reading. Thousands of reviews on just X2 and Super Male Vitality. Both are now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We do have some other specials on the site. You can check those out for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket umbrella shopping cart site. And this is a revolution in funding. We're not selling, you know, a DVD for $100 like PBS does to get you to donate, or a $50 donation for a coffee cup that costs them $1. And then they get taxpayer money on top of it. And I'm not bashing local PBS. I think they do some good sometimes compared to NPR. That's the devil in my view. But this is a hardcore operation that tells it like it is. And we're about 70% self-funded now. Still have some sponsorship. We could have all the sponsorship we want. But this way I can have total control over quality in-house. The network has their sponsors, and that's their issue. But we have ours. They have a lot of great sponsors as well. But when you hear us certify something, that means I've checked into it, I believe in it, and it's the very best product for the lowest price possible, because I don't believe in Reap What You Sow. I know it's real. There's a difference between believing and absolutely, at a cellular level, living that way. You can call it superstition, but it's beyond superstition. My cells want to help people. My gut wants to help people. My gut wants to help myself. When I hurt somebody, it's like I'm doing it to myself. That's why people that are vandalizing the genetic code of this planet, people playing God, the devilish miscreants, make me at a cellular level hate their guts. Okay, Donald Trump. Trump, the political hurricane, still rages on, but he's up in poll numbers in a new scientific poll. DrudgeReport.com is linked to the NBC News survey showing Trump went up after more incendiary comments. Yeah, people are sick of political correctness and being bullied. And the system knows that. That's why they always say, be nice, don't be incendiary, don't be aggressive in politics, you'll get ahead. And then they can select the most milquetoast wimp they want that they can destroy whenever they want. I mean, I'm not saying I like what Tiger Woods did. I'm not defending it. But if he'd have come out and said, it's my private life, if my wife wants to leave me, that's her issue. You know, it's probably not the best what I've done. I apologize to my family, but it's none of your business. This is nothing compared to robbing banks or politicians screwing us over. Stay out of your, you know, business that isn't yours. Tiger Woods would have been just fine. Instead, he bought into all the hype and what the media was saying about him, and everybody turned on him for hundreds of apologies. Oh, they said, you better apologize. And then when he did, they destroyed him. Well, now they want Donald Trump to apologize, talking about Megyn Kelly bleeding out of, you know, her eyes or whatever. Well, that's what he said about other people. And again, I'm not even defending Trump. When they build a straw man, whether he's good or bad, and then destroy him, they're destroying us, and they're destroying free speech. But Rand Paul says Trump is a fake conservative, and I want to play that clip right now. This is him on the news talking about the Donald and saying he's a fake conservative. And I think his track record shows he's not really fake. It's that he wasn't a conservative previously. Here it is.
Well, I don't think we should reward vulgarity, and I don't think vulgarity equates with insight. And so because you can shout and call people names and call someone stupid or call someone fat, is that really what we're going to make the decision on for who's going to be our nominee? You know, I came out of the Tea Party movement, and part of the Tea Party movement was that we were upset with fake conservatives and Republicans who truly weren't conservative, Republicans who were for Obamacare and Republicans who were for the bank bailouts. Well, that's Donald Trump. He's been for all of these liberal policies, and now because he can stand up and say vulgar things and he's a truth teller, well, the truth is, what is he for? I have no idea whether he's conservative. He really could be a liberal for all I'm concerned. I have no idea what his real philosophy is other than that he is for promoting himself.
Overall, I think that's true. I think it's fair for Rand Paul to get tough and say that if he wants to win, but Rand is listening to the Republican wing that's telling him to not go after the open borders. And he's kind of been down the middle on this issue. He's voted against amnesty, but only because it wasn't transparent. It's not libertarian to bring in illegals and then give them everything free. Yes, we could have open borders if we didn't have any welfare. So, Rand, stop listening to your advisors. Act more like Donald Trump. I don't think it's vulgar to say, oh, I defeated them in a debate. They were bleeding all over the place. I use that analogy all the time. In a debate, I was beating the snot out of him. He was bleeding. He was melting down. I mean, I slaughtered Piers Morgan. Absolutely mopped the floor with him. That's why they declared it such a defeat for me. Because it was such a devastating victory. That's why they wouldn't dare invite me on anything. Got top ratings, number one news story in the country for a week. Why wasn't it on every other show? Because I go in there and say, it's all fake, it's a matrix, it's bull. This is all garbage, they're funded by drug companies, mass suicide pills, this is all bull. So they cut the segment short, they panic, they hit the ejection button. Your calls are 1 minute away.
Thank you for
Mike, John,
to
John, Rick, Ben, stay with us.
GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller.
This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the G.